Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Talk to me about this. You recently had sent out a letter to Biden pardoning a Lackawanna man. What was the reason behind it, and what's the backstory on it?
The reason is he's serving 25 years in prison for an exclusive cannabis-related crime, a nonviolent crime, and it's just a shocking sentence. It is not in line with the current sentencing standards, and it's an injustice. You know, this is someone... certainly should have paid a price for it. Was illegal what he was doing at the time. And what's interesting is he was offered a plea deal of 10 years and turned it down because it was excessive, which it was. And he's now served past that time in prison. It's just too far. It's outside of any, you know, legal standard we should accept. And, you know, people are getting out of prison for seriously violent crimes, you know, for much shorter sentences. This guy's doing 25 years for, you know, selling cannabis in places where it's either fully legal or decriminalized.
Now, explain to me how this pardon would work if Biden does follow through with it. Would his charges be taken off of his record, or would they still be there and then the sentence would just be cut off?
Exactly. So we're not seeking a pardon. We're seeking a commutation of the sentence. So he served 11 years in prison for this crime of, you know, distributing marijuana. And again, that's well past what you would expect. If he were charged with this today, he might even be charged with it, right? He might just be an entrepreneur because that's what people are doing nowadays. But if he were charged with it, it would be, you know, it would be well outside the sentencing standards. So we're asking that the president commute his sentence and you know, really, you know, put his money where his mouth is. Like, they've talked about this a lot. They've, you know, in New York, we've expunged cannabis related records, but we're going to let a guy, you know, rot in prison for 25 years, you know, someone who's got three kids, you know, for something that is debatable if it's even a serious crime in today's current society. I actually think it is a crime. I think there should be a consequence, just not to this excessive degree.
And has the president gotten back to you yet, or are you still waiting for his response?
We're engaged with the White House, so at least I know that they're looking at it. And like, the goal so far was to make sure that they have eyes on it. And so we've accomplished that goal. And the next thing is, I think if most people know about this, like, that's insane. You know, 25 years in prison for that type of crime. That's out of control. So I think once people know about it, hopefully it brings some more attention to the issue. But, you know, we're up against the clock. And, you know, the president has certainly commuted other sentences that, you know, I wouldn't have agreed with. You know, an example is a judge who was sending kids to prison for a for-profit prison scheme. You know, he had his sentence commuted. This guy, you know, this guy doing what is now sort of standard business practices in a lot of ways, serving 25 years. I think when you sort of juxtapose those two, you should see that one of those people definitely should have had their sentence commuted and the other definitely shouldn't have.
All right. And is there anything else you'd like to add about this? Maybe I didn't ask you.
No, but I appreciate you reaching out to ask about it. It's you know, it's incredibly important. And, you know, for me, it's outside, it's a little outside the norm. You know, I'm a state legislator, so try not to wade into federal issues. It's a, you know, a federal crime, so he's being, you know, it would require federal action to commute his sentence. But, you know, this is important enough, and it didn't seem like anyone else is willing to pick this thing up. So, and I will say, if President Biden doesn't do it, just because we're going to have a new president in office, like, we'll keep pushing. I think this is our best chance to get it done. But, you know, I hope the administration does the right thing here.